the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are in America and the world. I am Mike Winter, and this is Wisecrackin' with Winter. Now, before we begin, before I even get into this, I've got to let you know, Wisecrackin' is not for everyone. Please consult a physician before attempting this on your own. Now, you may have seen this disclaimer on the website, and you're wondering, what the hell does this mean? What the fuck is he talking about? Well, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not worried about your feelings. I'm not worried about your sensitivities. I'm not worried about being politically correct. This is not the show for you if you're worried about any of those things. So if you're looking for something that's a little more safe, a little more PG, you may want to turn on Ellen. Ellen may have a podcast, I'm not sure. Rosie O'Donnell, she's kind of watered it down lately. You could turn on The Talk. Good show. Good show for the whole family. The Price is Right. Right up your alley. As far as other podcasts go, I don't know, because there are none as good as mine, except for one. Adam Carolla, on The Adam Carolla Show. That is very good. And Howard Stern, which is the man who inspired me to go back into radio and podcasting and television and all that. Well, podcasting is what I'm doing now. Two heroes of mine. A little about me. I do bring decades of entertainment experience. And the first thing on here says television. Now, when I say television, I don't mean like mainstream television like CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. I mean like gritty grassroots television. I'm talking about public access. The same thing you saw on Wayne's World, that's what I was doing here in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. I hosted two different television shows for a span of about 3 to 4 years apiece. One was called Minneapolis Uncensored. That was on back in the mid-90s. Call-in talk show. I did that with my friend Paul Lambie. A lot of fun. We had a lot of calls. We gained a lot of experience from that. Second show was called Twisted TV. Did that back in the mid-2000s. It's so hard when you're talking about the 2000s. You know, it was so easier when you could say the 90s. You know, I did this back in the 90s. Or like back in the 80s, I used to snort a lot of coke. Back in the 70s, I used to snort a lot of coke and do disco. Back in the 60s, I did a lot of marijuana and a lot of free love. But when you're like talking about the 2000s, yeah, it's just, it doesn't ring, does it? It's hard. It's hard to spit out. Well, anyway, back in the 2000s, I did the Twisted TV show, and if you want to see more of that, you can go on YouTube and check out Twisted TV, but that's behind me. Radio, like regular radio, I've done that. I went to broadcasting school at Brown Institute in lovely Mendota Heights, Minnesota. I started out, though, at Brown Institute in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Back then, Brown was on Lake Street, kind of a tough neighborhood, Lake and Hiawatha. I signed up initially for the 2-year broadcasting program, and I got into it about 2 or 3 months of broadcasting school and realized nobody in their right mind has to go attend fucking broadcasting school for 2 years. There's no point in it. Radio, anybody can do radio. Anybody can do radio. I mean, I'm living proof. You're listening to me right now. I'm doing radio. So I was taking a bunch of added-on classes besides broadcasting classes, like English. I think there was a geometry class mixed in there, and speech. You know, and I could see how speech would be relevant to radio, but the other courses weren't, and so I was disinterested, and then so I got expelled out of broadcasting school. Just let that sink in for a second. I got expelled from broadcasting school. Who gets expelled from broadcasting school? I did. I had bad grades, and I did my time out working various part-time jobs, and I ended up going back to Brown about 6 months later and finishing out with a 3.0 in just the broadcasting program. I kind of did away with the whole two-year thing. Didn't really see how that made sense. I was hired immediately on a small radio station called KOLV out of Olivia, Minnesota. Little classic rock slash country slash high school sports station. I did classic rock at night from 5 to 11. It was a good gig for about 3 months. But here's the problem. I was 23 years old. I had grown up in the 14th largest market in the United States. I know it's not, hey, it's not New York City. It's not Los Angeles. It's certainly not Chicago. But, you know, it's a pretty big town. And so when I moved to Olivia, which had a population of, I want to say 4,000, nothing to do there. I didn't even live in Olivia. I lived in a suburb of Olivia. I lived in a small town called Bird Island, which is like 7 miles south of Olivia. No idea why I did that. Made no sense. Why wouldn't I just live in Olivia? No, I still to this day, I can't decide why in the hell would I choose to move into a small town 7 miles south of the small town I was working in. Right before winter. And winter in the Midwest, out in the farming communities, is hell. There are no trees. None. It's all cornfields. Corn, as far as the eye can see. And as a matter of fact, Olivia happens to be the corn capital of Minnesota. And that's where I was living. So when it started to snow in November of that year, I mean, roads are impassable. Impassable. There's nothing to stop the snow. It just blows and blows and blows all over the place. It gets all over the road. So I had a particularly bad commute one day. Got in there for my air shift. And I proceeded to crack the mic on. Going to the local news. I read the local and national news from 6 to 6:30 at night. And then, once I got through with that, I added my own editorial. And I started bashing the snowplow drivers out there about what a lousy job they do, how they put everybody's safety at risk. And needless to say, it didn't get very far. The program manager was in there in a blink, threatening to fire me on the spot if I didn't issue an apology. So, lesson learned, if you're doing small town radio, don't get on the snowplow drivers. After I actually got myself fired from there. I played AC/DC's Back in Black, like the whole album, at night one day when my program manager was out of town. And that was definitely, that wasn't on the playlist. It was like 50s, 60s, and 70s music. And I figured, hey, I think Back in Black came out in 1979, so close enough, right? So I played the whole album to get myself fired, basically, and I was. And from there, I went on to work at 93X in Minneapolis, and I worked in the promotions department, and that was a screaming good time. I had a lot of fun with that job. I went to a lot of concerts. I met a lot of famous people back in the 90s. I met the Mighty Bosstones, I met The Offspring, I met Courtney Love, believe it or not, I met Def Leppard, I met a lot of famous cool people, and it was a really good experience. And what else did I list on here? Television, radio, and live performances. The live performances part, I did some stand-up comedy on open mic night at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis. And so that's as far as my stand-up experience goes. That's about it. Aside from performing for my friends and doing various impersonations, which you'll hear a little later on in this pod, not in this one, but future podcasts, I'll do some impersonations. And what I would also love is a lot of feedback from my audience. to drive the show? What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to riff on? What do you want me to wisecrack on and be a smartass about? I am open. I am an open book. Email me at wisecrackingwithwinter@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear, and I will get on it. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of me. Let me know what you think about everything, and I will read it on the air. Again, that's wisecrackingwithwinter@gmail.com. Some other notes. Other live performances, I do DJ weddings. Weddings, birthday parties, that sort of thing. I got into that in like the late 90s. And I just kind of stuck around. It's a good gig if you can get it. So if you need a DJ for your wedding, and you want a semi-famous, and I mean very semi-famous voice to come and do your wedding, you can get a hold of me at the wisecrackingwithwinter@gmail.com. Or you can visit my website, minnesotasuperiorsound.com, and find out more about me on there. I could talk about doing the challenges of doing stand-up at Ebola clinics and how to win a drinking contest with authoritarian dictators. I can riff on that. Debating the severity of erectile dysfunction after athletes abuse steroids for years, and that's specifically baseball, if you're wondering, and trying to figure out how to repurpose the thousands of discarded jerseys of disgraced football players. These are all different topics that I'm going to be getting into on my podcast in the future. I have a wide variety of friends that I'm going to include that I'll bring a little something to the table. The first full podcast will be me and my dad, Gary. Must listen. You must listen. He is a card. He is a character. He is somebody who's dynamite. He's somebody who has his finger on the pulse of society. He's the coolest 68-year-old guy I know, and I know maybe three. But there's a lot to look forward to, and I really hope that you enjoy my podcasts. I didn't get into this for the money. I didn't get into this for the fame. I got into it because I love radio, I love talking, and I love having my own forum. Please give it a listen. Subscribe it if you like it. Rate me, please. It helps the podcast out. It would make my producer and webmaster very happy to have very many likes and lots of subscriptions. It helps them out. So, that's pretty much it. I look forward to reading your emails. And have a pleasant day. Or night, or afternoon, or whatever.